This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. What is ahead for the cotton market? We turn to the senior economist at Cotton Incorporated. That's John Devine.
Yeah, well, I think there's something to think about is just what's going on in your downstream markets. So we can take a look at apparel markets, and we track the data in all the major consumer markets, from China to Europe to the U.S. And encouraging news is that apparel spending has come back. In China, we're seeing year-over-year growth in apparel spending. It was up about 10% compared to year-ago numbers. So we're seeing positive figures and strong positive figures like we usually see out of China starting to come back. So we are seeing demand start to resurface. Here in the U.S., we did see apparel being one of the categories most severely affected by COVID in terms of its effect on spending. But the good news is that in recent months, we've also seen clothing be one of the categories that have seen the strongest rebound. So we are seeing numbers that are still negative year-over-year, but they're only down about 3%. And all considering, given COVID, that's not too bad, showing the consumer is resilient. And I think there is some hope that, particularly as we get closer to some sort of medical solution, that the consumer will be there to support demand for apparel and demand for cotton.
John Devine is the senior economist at Cotton Incorporated on what could be coming down the road. You can learn more online at igrowcotton.com. That's igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.